Again?
Just star six, yes. Just one time, and that'll mute you back, okay? So it's like a toggle. When you do it, it puts you back on mute, and then you can do the same thing later, and it'll unmute you. All right, gang?
Okay.
So this is Daryl Davis. Welcome to the Power Hour and the Power Program. Those of you that have come onto the call and this is your first time, I want to just give you a sense of what we do every time on these calls and go through a whole bunch of stuff in the next hour. You know, the whole point here is that in the busyness of our business and in our personal lives, that it's important that every so often we take the time and we work on our business and not just continuously work in it. And to that point, it's very easy with a conference call to get distracted or to be involved in something else or to listen passively. And, you know, it's almost like going to church or praying or doing something like that. If you're wandering, thinking about something else, you're not going to get the value as much as if you really just clear your head and stay focused on what's happening right there and being present. So I'm going to ask you all to do that. Whatever might be distracting you right now, stop it, turn away from it, close the door, turn the phone off, tell people to stop talking to you, and focus on what we're going to do today, because this is going to be a real training session because of one of the calls that came or one of the emails that came in. But what I do want to do, I'm going to start off in a different order because there's something that I'm really excited to give you and share with you. But let me tell you what we're going to cover and how the call is going to look today. First of all, the object of the call is for me to give you guys coaching, address anything that you might need help with. And the best way to do that is when you log into the Power Program website with your username and password, you can email me or even record a message to me, and then I cover it on the call. So we've gotten a couple of agents who've asked me questions. I'm going to address those questions about the listing appointment. That seemed to be the common questions that I was getting this week. So that's going to be our focus right now. If you have something else you need help with, I want you to write it down, or when I give you a chance to ask me a question, I'll tell you what to do, the instructions. Right now, I can't hear you. Only everybody can hear me. So everybody's muted, and I'll tell you how to unmute yourself when you want. Well, I'll tell you now, actually. If you want to interrupt me at any point and you want to ask me a question, you hit star six on your keypad. When you do that one time, it'll take maybe about 10 seconds for it to actually work, and then I'll be able to hear you. And then when we're done, you'll hit star six again, and that will mute you again. So that's the technical aspect of the call. All right. So I'm going to answer some of these questions, give you some coaching. The other thing that we do is go through the Power Agent magazine. Now, the Power Agent magazine is a digital magazine that's on the Power Program website. When you go there, it's on the homepage, so it's very visible to see it. And I'm going to go through that magazine now because there are some really awesome things in there I want to point out to you. Now, if you're not in front of your computer and you can't open up the magazine, just maybe make a note on a piece of paper about what I'm saying, and then you can look at it later. But you do have to be logged in with your username and password in order to see it. If you lost your username and password, don't ask for it now because we'll have to wait till after the call. Oh, one other thing that I really want to tell you about that wasn't part of the call, and I just did this morning. There's a convention in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania called Triple Play in December, and I think I'm going to be speaking there this year. Haven't been there for a couple of years. They asked me to do a seminar I haven't done in a long time, so I kind of actually forgot about it, called Rebuilding the American Dream. So when they asked me if I can bring that seminar to them, I went to my slides, I looked at it, and there's some incredible stats that about people that, children specifically, that live in a home that is owned versus one that is rented. They actually do much better in their life and also statistically in their grades and in school than if they were renting. It's really an incredible and awesome stats that I found in the research when I created this seminar. So what I did for you this morning, just about an hour ago, let me see if it got uploaded yet. I gave it to our IT person to upload it. He hasn't uploaded it yet, but I'm going to tell you where it is going to be. It's under the word classroom. And when you go to Classroom on the website and you scroll down to this place that says Visuals for Buyers, I'm giving you the PowerPoint slide, so it's not a PDF, so you can actually edit the slides if you want, if you have PowerPoint on your computer. Anyway, some really great stuff to show a renter that why it's so good, especially if they have children, why it's so important that they buy a home, that it actually will impact the well-being and success of their child. I mean, if that's not a motivator for somebody to buy now versus later, I don't know what is. Especially if they're a parent that cares, right? So anyway, that's a gift to you guys. It's not something I just wanted to give that to you. All right, now, let's talk about the magazine. The magazine, I'm going to jump to page 27. And again, if you don't have these slides in front of you, don't worry, just make a note of this. After I finish going through the magazine, gang, I am then going to answer the coaching questions that you have. By the way, this month's recording, we recorded Jim Marks, who is a technology expert and social media expert. He's part of the magazine. He's the audio recording. It was, I think, one of our best recordings that we've had in the past year. I was very impressed. He's very passionate, very knowledgeable. It's very engaging. So when you get the chance, download that recording into your iTunes or burn it onto a CD and listen to it while you're driving or working out. All right, now, let's go to the magazine. Page 27 in the magazine, I am very excited that I created this for you. This specifically addresses when homeowners say that, you know, I want to do it on my own to save the commission. Now, I've taught this version in my live seminars, but I created a slide just recently, and it's in the magazine that shows you two screenshots of Kelley Blue Book. Now, I took a Cadillac Escalade because that's the car that I have, and you can do this with any car. And if you take a 2010 Cadillac Escalade with the same condition and the same miles, and you ask for the price of the car, and I recommend that you guys do this yourself. Just go to Kelley Blue Book. And if you hit the tab that says, I want to buy this 2010 Cadillac Escalade with this amount of miles, in this condition, from a dealer, it'll show that the price is $37,157. Now, if you press the tab that says, buy from a private person, the price is $33,557, showing an almost a 10% spread in the price between buying privately versus buying from a dealer. Now, to me, this one Kelley Blue Book is an awesome example of why for sale by owners do not save money. You can take the same exact car and you put it in a dealership. People are going to pay more than if they pay privately. See, the homeowner, they want to sell their house at the dealership price, but they can't ever get it. Now, part of the reason why that is because we as consumers expect that if we are going to buy it directly from the person who owns that thing, whether it's a car, whether it's furniture, whether it's an appliance, we always expect and will demand a better price than if we bought it from a business. You can do the same thing, go to Craigslist. You can take anything, furniture, appliances, you put it on Craigslist versus you put it in a store, a used store. We're still going to expect a better price and pay less when we're buying directly from the owner of that thing. Homeowners, FSBOs, do not save money in anything that we're selling. This is true. To me, I love this example of, and it's such a great visual to show on a listing appointment when you're talking to homeowners. All right, let me go on with the to me, it's awesome. All right, now let me go to the next, that's page 27. Page 28, there is a flyer that was created by one of our power agents, Kai Sampson, and it shows, hey, do you really need a real estate agent? And it's such a playful flyer that shows all the stuff that we do, negotiating repairs, returning sell agents calls, providing appraiser with comps, presenting buyers with revisions to a contract. It's just really an incredible visual that you can use on a listing appointment, when you're explaining to the homeowner why an agent is so valuable in the process. It's great as a flyer. It's great as a Facebook post. Now, this flyer, what you can do is take it and white out Kai's name. There's like a little business card with a web address. Like, you can literally white it out and then put another one in there. The next one in the magazine this month is pages 29 and 30, and 31, 32, 33, and 34. The person that does our interviews, gang, every month, her name's Joanne Mills. Well, Joanne had some flyers last year that she had used. And I put it in the magazine this month because they are incredible flyers for a couple of reasons. I'm going to tell you what they are so you can appreciate them. Now, obviously, you'll have to tweak these flyers. Joanne works for Exit Realty Premier in Long Island, New York. So you would actually tweak it. But I want you to steal from Joanne as far as the elements that makes it really powerful. One of the things that makes page 29, for example, and page 32 and 31 is the clip art. The use of the clip art that she has is really awesome. It makes it engaging, these flyers. The verbiage and the content that was written is also really incredible. The only thing I would improve on it is maybe I would have underlined or made some things bold. For example, on page 32, again, if you don't have the magazine, I want you to, in front of you, I want you to just make notes. On page 32, she goes through, hang on a second. Actually, it starts on page 31. It says, the reason your home didn't sell may not be because of the price. I love that. I love that caption because most realtors would tell a homeowner that's why it didn't sell. So the caption saying the reason why your home didn't sell may not be the price really catches a person's eye, a homeowner. And then what she goes on to explain is, well, it could have been the social media marketing, the website syndication, the target marketing, not having an 800 number, call, capture, home warranty, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, these are the marketing tools that Joanne uses to get her property sold. She used a lot of clip art. I love, 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 love it, what she did here. The other thing is, the only improvement that I would make on it is where she's listing the items, social media marketing, website syndication, target marketing, is she does, they could have been bold because she has them listed and then there's a paragraph that explains that item. So that's the only thing I would have done is make it bold, maybe even underline it, so that way it would clearly pop out as an item. Another thing that's great in this magazine is on page 30 is a graph. I love graphs. If your company is leading in market share, and by the way, I want to help everybody with this because I know some of you are like, well, Darryl, I'm not my company or me, we're not number one in anything. usually you can, with integrity, tweak the stats so you are number one in something. I'll give you, for instance, you know, you may not be number one in last year's stats, number of houses sold, as an example, but you may be number one in the past 30 days or in the first quarter of this year. Maybe it's not the number of sales. Maybe it's the list price to sales price ratio, that if you look at the MLS average and you look at your individual average or that of your company's as far as what a homeowner selling for on the average in relationship to the asking price. So, or days on market. You know, how long is the average days on market with your seller or with your company? So if you look, there's and those examples that I just gave, for example, the last one was days on market. That could be, you could, you know, look at the last 30 days, 60 days, quarter, last year. So you have so many different places to look as far as the stats that you might be number one in some areas. So take a look at that, right? Okay, now let's see what else we have. Let's jump around to on page 34. Joanne had a really great flyer also. How do we find buyers today? Where do they come from? Your buyers do. So anyway, this is a great page 34. Make a note, it's a great flyer to do as a mailing or as an ad for sellers to get listings. Okay, page 35. Now, page 35 is my dentist. He wasn't my dentist when I first visited him. And some of you will see on my real legal name is on that page 35. And anyway, when you go to, when I went to the dentist for the first time, I got this thank you letter for showing up and for coming to his office. And when I got this letter, it was so awesome, because I don't know if dentists that would do that. But when I got that, I was like, you know what, this is a great idea, that when an agent works with a buyer for the first time, or they have a customer inquiry, or even they go on a listing appointment and they don't get it, that to do a follow-up thank you, I think, is really, really, really powerful. So that's an example there. Page 36, I gave you a couple of postcards from a couple of our power agents, and one of them, Landmark Realty, kind of, you know, showing how they want to thank all of their customers and clients for making them number one in home sales. And I really think that that's awesome to, like, just thank everybody. So you create this thank you postcard or flyer or ad when you do hit a number one stat somewhere. Just because you're doing two things. You are thanking the community, you're thanking people, but you're also advertising that you're number one in that stat. Let me continue on here. Page 438, and after I'm done with this magazine gang, I'm going to get into the whole listing appointment like we talked about. Page 38 is a 45-day marketing plan and agreement. Now, with this agreement, this is a sample. You can just do anything you want as far as what is in the agreement. But here's what this says. It says that, you know, it explains the definition of deal. It says if the property does not sell within 45 days, $500 will be credited against the listing agent's commission at the close of escrow when the listing agent does sell the property. You know, one of the things I've seen done by some of our students, which is pretty awesome, to generate listing leads, is to actually advertise saying, hey, I guarantee to sell your house in 45 days or 90 days, whatever the number is. And if not, you know, I'll reduce my commission or I will work for free. Now, the work for free concept is you don't actually work for free on day 46. What happens is if it doesn't sell by day 45, that you start reducing your commission every day until it sells. You may reduce it by $100 a day. Now, I know some of you listening to that, you'd be like, wow, that's, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable doing it. Well, there's certain ground rules about offering guarantees. For example, one of the guarantee would be, or part of the ground rules of the guarantee, is that if the homeowner has to list it at the price that you tell them. So if they don't listen to your advice, then you can't offer the guarantee. It's a great way to generate the phone to ring. It's a great way to generate leads. If you price the property correctly so it does sell in 45 days, then you're good to go on that. Okay, there's another example of a guarantee on page 39. You know, the other way to use a guarantee, too, is especially with expired listings. I mean, an expired listing is concerned because they feel like, you know, they see value in realtors, but they got a little burned or their expectations were not met with the first agents. They may be apprehensive to list with a new agent. So you can use perhaps some kind of guarantee, like on page 39, to put the homeowner's mind at ease. And that may just be enough for them to say, oh, okay, you know what, let me go with you, and they'll sign the listing agreement. So the 45-day guarantee or any kind of guarantee, that isn't something that you have to use on all appointments. You may actually use it as a way to handle an objection when you're talking to a seller. Have it in your arsenal. And page 40 is a similar concept to what I just said. Now, page 41 is a great visual chart to help to explain to a buyer and especially a seller that what we do as agents is a lot more than just show houses. You know, when you think about it, gang, especially with the homeowners and the first house buy owners, they really, really don't appreciate what we do. They don't realize the amount of hours that we have to take in order to even get permission to take a test to get licensed by the state. Which, by the way, that might be something you should consider sharing on your listing appointments in your state. How many hours does it take to even get in the door to take the test to get a license? And if your state is 50 or 70 hours or whatever that number is, that's a pretty powerful statement to a homeowner because they don't realize that. That's number one. Number two is, again, they think when you do get in real estate, that really we're just showing properties. So they don't appreciate or respect the value that we bring to them. Page 41 is an example to show a homeowner that once we find the buyer, then there's a whole set of other things that we are responsible for. You know, now one of the favorite analogies that I like to use is like fishing. You know, when there's, if you go out to catch a fish, a homeowner might do it on their own and go to a lake and they've got a fishing pole line and they throw a line out in the lake to catch a fish. Every time they do an ad, that ad is like a fishing pole line, or if they put a for sale sign in their front lawn, that would be another fishing pole line. But what we do as agents is that we don't use lines. What do we use is like a fisherman's net, and we get on this big boats, and we throw out a big net, and we bring all these fish on board. That's what we do in marketing. So that's part of what we do, and that's where homeowners just think of us as showing properties. No, we don't show properties. We actually go out, and we're a fisherman for buyers, and we do that through all the marketing tools that we have. Now, once we bring all these fish on board, creating a demand, right? Supply and demand, the more demand, the higher the price. Once we bring all these fish on board, then the next part of our job is to make sure that whatever fish that we choose, that being the buyer, is the best qualified, best quality fish. Now, once we do that, then we have that whole process of prepping the fish. Before we eat it and cook it, we have to clean it, we have to gut it, we have to do all that stuff. Well, the same things with the buyer. Before we commit to any one buyer, we've got to make sure that they're prepped properly. You know, how is their FICO score? Did they do a pre-commitment letter? Do they have all their docs in a row? Did they just go buy a new car before they want to buy a house and that's going to impact their FICO score? So there's a whole process that we do with buyers to prep it. Once we feel confident that we've got good quality, they're prepped correctly, then we commit to it. And just like cooking a fish where you have seasoning and you have the time involved in cooking it, not overcooking and undercooking, there's a time element when it comes to a contract. We have to make sure that everything is done in a timely fashion. Inspections are done, apps are done, docs are gotten in before the expiration of a commitment. There's a whole set of things. So we're not just fishermen. We're also the sous chef, the main chef, the prepping in the kitchen. I mean, there's so much more. If selling a house was as simple as throwing a line out in the lake, you wouldn't have to be licensed by the state and go through a whole 70-hour training class and continuing education. So there's got to be more than just placing an ad or a for sale sign on the front lawn. So anyway, this visual 41 is great to help articulate what we do. Page 42 is a Father's Day poem. I'm giving you this because I know Mother's Day is this Sunday. By the way, I know I can't hear you. Everybody's muted. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the call. And I know if I could hear you, you would say thank you. So, and by the way, for all the mothers and all the single dads who have to act like mothers too, or anybody that's had an impact in children, thank you for the difference that you make. And so that's just an aside. If those of you are my Facebook friends, I posted a video today that I think will put a smile on your face. And it's to honor all the moms and single dads and stepmothers, the like. So, all right. But getting back to this, in page 42, I put together, there's a poem here. I didn't put it together, but I'm giving it to you from one of our students. She created this thing and she sends it out to her her client base and does a mailing for it. It's just a nice little something, okay? And then last but not least, on page 43, there is some of you may want to consider doing this. This is a 4th of July coloring contest. You know, during 4th of July, so many agents I see what they do traditionally is they put out those the American flag little things on the lawns of people for 4th of July. And, you know, this may be something that you want to do that's unique and different from what everybody else might be doing in your town. And that is, you know, a coloring contest. Where you can, the entry form could be actually the flyer, and it could also be the ad, and you mail it out, you or you p- p- run a print advertisement, and people, kids will submit it, and the parents will bring it. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory. So I consider, you know, I want you to consider if you're going to do anything for 4th of July, instead of doing what everybody else is doing, try and think of something a little bit different. One of my students, what they did, which is really out of the box and a little bit more expensive, is they did a mailing to all the neighbors saying they're giving away. Excuse me, gang, losing my voice. They're giving away ice cream on 4th of July. What they did is they rented a Good Humor truck and drove around their farm area, and all the kids got one free ice cream. And what they did was do a postcard mailing to the farm area, telling them that they were coming by, when they were coming by, the time. And so the kids had to actually give the card in as almost like a coupon to get this free ice cream. So anyway, so that's definitely out of the box thinking. All right, now, that's it for the magazine. A lot of great stuff, but I will tell you, of everything that I gave you this month in the magazine, I'm sure everybody has their own favorites. Joanne, her flyers are awesome, but my favorite one is the Kelly Blue Book one on page 27. Okay, now, which, by the way, that's something I want to say to you, too, about this monthly program. You know, what I'm commit to do for you is every month I give you way more than you can ever apply in any 30-day period. And the reason why I do that, though, is because I look at the Power Agent calls and the magazine and the CD, everything that we give you, as more of a smorgasbord. I want you to, you know, use whatever you like. So if I give you 50 ideas, I don't want you to implement those 50. I want you to implement one or two or three, whatever you can, to help increase your business. You know, if you improve your business by 10% every month, that's 120% in a year, and that's how you should be looking at it. All right, now, I'm going to go to the coaching questions that I got here. And if we have time, I'll open it to the call. Once again, gang, the best way for me to help you is if you email me ahead of time your questions, so that way you'll be in the front of the queue, so to speak. And you can email me by just going to the Power Program website, or to and when you go there, you can email me or you record a question. All right, so Candace Watkins from am I saying this? Which real estate company in Omaha, Nebraska? How do I say that? Unity? Are you on the call, Candace? If you are, what I want you to do is hit star 6 on your keypad just one time, I'll be able to hear you. I'm sorry, I hesitated because Isabel Caro, you said you can't pull up the magazine because it's asking you to sign it up. You have to sign in first, Isabel, to be able to access the magazine. And if you're already signed up and you lost your username and password, we'll send that to you after the call, okay? Anyway, Candace, are you on the call? Candace Watkins. Hit star 6 one time and I'll be able to hear you. And if she's not on the, we're recording the call, so you guys will hear this recording later. You can listen to it later. So let me just address Candace's question, because this will apply to a bunch of people too. She says, I'm relatively new, a small one-woman show where she just opened up her own real estate company. She said, I need listings. I'm not particularly comfortable with them to begin with, and I'm having trouble presenting my company as being able to do as good of a job, if not better, than some of the bigger companies who advertise a lot because they've got the budget. So again, for any of you, and even if you are a big company, what I'm going to say is going to help you, okay? But for the rest of us, where you feel like you're competing with a top agent, or you're competing with a top broker, here's a couple of thoughts that I have on this. First of all, it is important that everybody on this call, and we're into the spring market, we're going into the summer. I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, but if you have no listings, you have no business. So it's important to your financial well-being and success that you have a good number of listings listed with you. And we were talking to Isabel before we officially started the call, and she said, you know, she's really getting back into the business this year for other reasons for last year, and she had two listings and they sold. Now, the problem when you you have listings that sell, it's a good bad thing. It's good because it's like, yay, right? It's like I got some listings that sold and contract, and it's even a bigger yay when you sold it yourself. That's a wonderful thing. But now the bad part of that, or the problem that that creates, is that your listing inventory is down. And, you know, if you didn't have those two listings, Isabel, you wouldn't have had those two sales. So we got to keep that in mind, because when you sell them off, you got to replenish them as quickly as possible so you can make some more sales, just like you did that time. The analogy I always use is the shoe store analogy, where, you know, if you had no shoes, you've got no store. And whenever you have, the more shoes you have, the more sales you make. And when you sell your shoes, you got to then replenish the inventory. Otherwise, you'll go out of business. So our shoes and our business are our houses. No houses, no inventory, no inventory, no store, no store, no business, okay? And to really just hammer that home, I'll say this last part, and then I'll go on to the coaching of this. Is if you have no listings, you take a buyer and you show them other houses to a buyer, that's like taking somebody who wants to buy a pair of shoes and driving them to other agent shoe stores trying to sell their shoes. That makes no sense. That's not good. And I can do that with any industry, not just shoes. I could do it with furniture or clothes. You know, whatever the product is, if you don't have the product, then you are putting buyers into your car, going from store to store, trying to sell other people's products. That is a bad, bad business model in any retail business, and especially in our business. Now, I'm not saying not to work with buyers and not to show property. I'm not saying that. I am saying you need to have your own store with your own inventory. Okay, now, with that said, Candace and everybody else that's insecure about the listing and going on a listing appointment, you have to believe in your heart and in your soul that homeowners who sell on their own are going to sell it for less than what you can sell it for. If you don't have that core principle, that core belief in your heart and soul, you are going to come across as either insecure and or inauthentic and being a sleazy salesperson trying to convince a homeowner to list with you. See, what will help empower you to have the confidence when you are in front of a seller is that you're coming from the place of not that I want to convince this homeowner to list with me so I can get a commission, whatever that percentage is. But to come from this place of this poor homeowner does not understand this intricacies of listing and selling real estate, nor do they understand that selling on their own, they are going to lose money. So I am committed to conveying that message to this homeowner that they discover that selling on their own is not an option. I mean, it's a bad option because they're going to lose money and or have a tremendous amount of headaches in the process from going from contract to closing. If you have that in your beingness, if that's who you are, then you are going to have more confidence because it's not about you taking a listing, but it's about you helping another human being. So I hope you really get this, what I'm saying. What gives you confidence on a listing appointment is that it's not about you taking a listing, but it's you caring and giving and contributing to another human being that doesn't know any better. If that's who you are, you will have more confidence. You will have more conviction. You will be much more powerful because it's about helping and serving and not taking and being selfish. Now, if you don't believe that that's true, that a homeowner loses money selling on their own, then you should not go on any listing appointments. Because if you go and you don't believe that core principle, then yes, you're being a salesperson, inauthentic, trying to take money out of their pocket. Because you believe in your subconscious that these people could sell it on their own. All right. So I hope that now, but all right, Darryl, I got the concept, but how do I know in my heart and soul that that's true? Well, I mean, that should be obvious. You know, on the first of all, we have the Kelley Blue Book visual that I just showed you. The whole concept on page 27 of the magazine. The whole concept of fishing by yourself or using, you know, a trawler and a net. There's so much more that we do in helping a homeowner sell their property. The USA Today article, which, by the way, gang, I'm going to highlight this again for you. For those of you that need this, hang on a second. Let me just double check that we're good to go there. Hang on. By the way, some people I see are asking me questions on the email on the website. Don't do that now. The best way to do it, because I can't read and do this seminar for you, the best way is just to interrupt me on the phone here. So how you interrupt me on the phone is hit *6. That will take you off mute, and I'll be able to hear you. It'll take about 10 seconds for it to click in when you hit *6. But hit *6, and then you can interrupt me. Now, if no one interrupts me, let me just go on to say, when you go to the Power Program website under the word classroom, there's some visuals for sellers. And one of the visuals that's there says USA Today article that shows in when the article was written by USA Today, it was a hot, hot seller's market, even hotter than what we're having right now. And the average sales price between a seller, a FSBO, and a realtor was a 21% spread, meaning we sold houses for 21% more than the homeowner who did it on their own right next door to the realtor. And that was in a hot seller's market. There's another slide there from the Kobe Sobrato, the guy that created ForSaleByOwner.com, who tried to sell his own property in New York City. And not only did he not do it after 6 months, but he listed with an agent. Not only did he list with an agent, but it actually sold for a ton more money. Like, the guy netted more money in his pocket by paying a commission than when he, the For Sale By Owner expert, couldn't sell his own property. There is so much evidence across the board that says homeowners don't save money, but they lose money. Okay. Now, by the way, does anybody have any questions? Because I keep seeing people emailing me. If you have, I'm going to pause for a second and see if anybody has a question about what I'm talking about right now. Hit *6 one time and I'll be able to hear you. If not, I'm going to continue. Okay, I'm going to continue. All right. So there's something else, too, when it comes to why homeowners don't save money selling on their own. This is one of my notes that I wrote here. Is one of the things that we bring to the table is also is the negotiating process between buyers and sellers. You know, when somebody tries to negotiate their own deal, they're going to inevitably mess it up. And the reason why is because they're emotionally attached to the outcome, and it impedes their effectiveness. I'll give you for an example that I love to use. One of my favorite shows was I was going to say Three's a Company. That was one of my favorites when I was younger. But Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen, right? Now, for any of you that watched what happened when he got fired, he kept getting on television and talk shows and blogs saying how he was being not treated fairly and why he should get paid more from the producer. He was going on and on about why he was worth more money and it would be a mistake for them not to give him a raise. It was just really, really almost to the point of obnoxious. And what happened is not only did they not give him the money, but they fired him. So what I suggest that you do is you can use as an example of a homeowner explaining that in show business, there is a rule of thumb called the talent should never talk to the money. You know, the talent, like Charlie Sheen, and then the money is the producers. And the reason why that is because they come across as arrogant, they come across as selfish, they come across as greedy, and it just screws up the whole negotiation process. That's why in show business they have what's called an agent. The agent's job is to be a go-between, the talent and the money, to negotiate the deal. The agent can be a jerk. The agent can make demands. The agents can push the money, the producer, to give them what they want. But if the talent tries to push the money, they'll come across as arrogant and lose the raise, if you will. It's the same thing in real estate. When a homeowner negotiates directly with a buyer when they're selling on their own, they don't have an agent representing them to look out for their interest, to be the jerk. See, the agent could be the jerk and still put the deal together. Now, the other thing, too, on this is I like the analogy when we talk about attorneys. Like, if somebody was going to sue you, gang, you probably would want to hire an attorney to represent you. But let's say you didn't do that. Let's say somebody's going to sue you and you go to court and you have no attorney. But worse than that, so you're representing yourself. And worse than that, you're actually paying for the other attorney that's representing the person suing you. Well, that's beyond doesn't make sense. Well, when a homeowner says, you know what, if you bring me a buyer, I'll pay you a commission, they say that to any agent. In that scenario, the agent is usually representing the buyer. So what the homeowner is actually doing is they're paying for a licensed, trained agent to work against them because they're looking out for the buyer's interest, not looking out for theirs. And that's just like that analogy of going to court without representation and paying for the other attorney to work against you. Just makes no sense. All right. Now, Candace, I'm still answering your question. One of the things that you have to do, and gang, for all of you, right? If you have somebody that you're competing against, another agency or another broker agent that you feel is stronger for whatever reason, it doesn't have to be what Candace wrote. Here's what I recommend that you do. Find your unique position. What makes you unique that you can bring to a table for a seller? Is it the number of hours that you can put in? Is it that you don't have a family, so you're not bogged down by that? Or you do have a family, and the only way they get paid and food on the table is if you produce good work for your clients. If you're a small company or an independent, perhaps that makes you more lean and mean. In other words, when you go with those big companies that have the big dollars, that's like Titanic. When they make a decision, it doesn't happen very quickly because of the bigness of the company. And we know what happened to the Titanic. Whereas with a little U-boat, it can go fast and dodge and turn sharply and make rights and lefts and so on. I'm like the little U-boat, where I can make decisions much quicker and make things happen a lot quicker. It also could be that if for Candace's situation where she just opened up her company, is I would be pushing the fact that because I am a new kid on the block, the only way I am going to be successful is if I have a plethora of people that could be my testimonials saying, boy, Candace did a better job than anybody we would have expected. So I have to, you know, put in, you know, 12-hour days, do whatever it takes for me to impress you. So that way, not only do I do a good job, but I'm going to ask for a testimonial from you. I might even ask you to be on video. How do you guys feel about being on video? All right, well, we don't have to. And I joke with the homeowner on that. Another technique that's out of the box thinking is maybe do a sliding scale when you're a small office mom pop. Now, don't misunderstand me on the sliding scale. Here's what I'm suggesting. If an objection I get from a homeowner is like, well, I'm not sure if you can get the job done in the time that we need it, then I would say, well, here's what I'll do. If I can get the property sold within 30 days, then I want my full commission, which would be, for fair housing, for legal reasons, I'm not going to say use a number, but whatever the number is, let's say it's X. After 30 days, if I don't sell the property, I will drop it down to, you know, another percent, maybe take off a quarter or a half. So I would show a homeowner that the longer that this takes, the less money I'll take, but we'll still have it at a cap, you know, whether it's 90 days or 120 days. But in order for me to do that, the homeowner's got to listen to the price that I'm going to suggest that they do. So I don't want to I don't want you just to get a listing to get a listing. Because if a listing sits too long or you do all this work and it doesn't sell, that also hurts you. So I want to make sure I get good clients at a good price and work aggressively to that extent. Let me see what else I have on that note for Candace. Okay, good. Now, I hope that helped you, Candace. Does anybody have any questions about what I covered? I got 13 minutes left, and I'm going to go on to Marie Lundy. She had a question, which is going to take up the rest of the call, but I want to see, anybody have a question? If you do, hit *6 on your keypad, and I'll be able to hear you. Anybody? Okay. Here we go. Marie Lundy from Weikert Realtors. Marie, are you on the phone? If you are, hit *6 to unmute yourself, and then I can talk to you.
Hi there.
Marie, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Marie. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to see you on the call or hear you on the call, and thanks for the email.
Sure.
So, Marie, why don't you ask me the question you want to ask me? I know I have it in front of me, but let everybody hear your beautiful voice, and then I'll give you my answer.
Well, thank you. It's a situation where the homeowner already has an agent that they're thinking of going with, and the only way I was able to get my foot in the door is by saying, you know, I'm assuming that your home is one of the most valuable assets that you have.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, would you not want a second opinion on pricing? And she said, well, that makes sense, and I am interested in getting a second opinion. So so I'm meeting with her tomorrow, right, to do a market analysis for her. So the question is, if you're going there to give a market analysis, how can you just, you know, transition into also presenting the value that you bring?
Okay. Well, actually, I misunderstood your question, because the question that you had sent me, and this is okay because you actually have two great questions. The way you worded the question when you emailed it to me is, how do you make the transition from a full listing presentation when the homeowner invites you over to do a complimentary CMA? That's different, Marie, than when you're competing against another agent and you're getting a second, they're getting a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so I'm going to address both now, okay? Let me first address what you just said, because that's the real question. And that is, first of all, I want to acknowledge you that is so awesome that you got this appointment. And I really, like, listen, everybody on the call, you have to really get how wonderful and awesome Marie did what she did. Because I know some of us on this call, if we called the homeowner, a FSBO, whatever, and we wanted to come over and see the house, and they said, well, I already have an agent that we're going to list with, some of us would be, well, okay, that's great, I'm glad, and thank you, and good luck. But Marie was like, well, listen, this is one of the most important assets you have, and doesn't it make sense that you get a second opinion about price? So that was great, Marie. And
well,
that got you in the – yeah, you, so that got you in the door. Now that you're in the door, here's what we know. You're walking into a situation where the homeowner is definitely listing their house. Yeehaw! That's a great thing. They already see the value of a realtor, okay? So therefore, this is very powerful and important, everybody, what I'm going to say, because there's a distinction here. When you're talking to a FSBO, the listing conversation has to be slanted towards them seeing the value of hiring a realtor, period. Whereas in this scenario, assuming the homeowner is she already sees the value in realtor, so they're definitely listening. So now what should the conversation be focused on, Marie, is not on realtor, but on the marketing and skill of the agent. Now, what the homeowner has to understand, Marie, when you go over there, is that she should list with an agent. Like, you go in there, is the first thing you start off with is you say, you know, I'm really glad that I'm here, and I'm excited to share with you what I want to share with you. Now, I will tell you one mistake that did she, by the way, did she tell you what price the other agent's going to list it at?
No. Excuse me. No, she hasn't.
Okay, good. I would say that I would go over there and say, you know what, I don't even want to know what the other agent is told you as far as price is concerned. And the reason why I don't want to know that is because, Mrs. Hanahana, you should never hire an agent based on the price that they tell you, but based on their skill and their ability. Because the truth is, no agent has power to say exactly what a house is going to actually sell for, because that is determined by the buyer. Now, Marie, you can use this analogy tonight, and I'm going to finish. I'm not done there yet, right? But you could use this analogy. You could say one of your friends that you have is a best-selling author, and I'm talking about me, right, Marie? And so I'm not sure. I don't know how many people on this call are aware, but I'm launching my third book with Magora Hill, How to Design a Life Worth Smiling About. It's coming out June 20th, and I'm looking at hiring a PR company, and one of the people that I talked to about hiring the marketing company, the PR agency, is some of these PR agencies, they say they guarantee so many placements on television or on newsprint. Anyway, one of my friends told me, any agency that guarantees you placement, don't hire them. And the reason why is because no public relations company can guarantee whether CNN is going to talk about your book, or whether Oprah is going to call you onto the show, or whether New York Times is going to write an article about your book. They can't guarantee that, because it is up to Oprah to decide whether I would be on the show. It's up to Ellen DeGeneres to decide. It's up to New York Times. Are you with me on this, Marie?
Right, absolutely.
So it's the same concept, that no agent, like a PR agency, cannot guarantee what's going to happen with the price. We have an educated decision knowledge about the range that we should be in. So I'm going to give you a range as to what I think we can be in. And, of course, the higher the range, the longer it takes, because if the less the range, the more people you'll get. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing is I would explain to the homeowner. So I'm going to give you my price. But before I do, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, I think it's important you understand what I do and how I do what I do. See, what you should hire, or who you should hire, is not based on the price that they tell you, but based on their skill and their ability. It's just like if you were going to, you know, if you had to go in for surgery for something, I'm assuming, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, you would want the best skilled doctor, not the one that tells you the best price of what they're charging. Are you with me?
Right.
So let me go through how I do what I do and how I work. And then I would focus more on your skill and how you do what you do. So I would pull out. See, it's a different listing appointment than a FSBO, because this person is definitely going to hire an agent. So you can be more aggressive, Marie, in explaining, here's how I'm different. Do you know what company this other agent is?
It's the same company as where I work, but a different town altogether. She's used this person in the past.
Okay.
So that's
all right. So it's the same. It's still Weichert, but it's
right.
An agent she's used in the past. But that agent is not in the area of the house, and you are.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, watch this. So you got to be careful now, because that's a new piece of information you gave me, which is they've worked with this agent before, so they have a relationship. So you want to be careful there, because you don't want to insult that relationship. You don't want to talk bad about the other. So I would acknowledge the homeowner and say, you know what, I think it's really great that you're planning on working with, you want to work with an agent. That's the smart thing to do right off the bat. The fact that you've worked with this agent before, that's really good if you feel comfortable with that. But I would like you to consider something else, and that is, and I'm sure your agent would support this, that there's a real disadvantage to being outside of the marketplace where your house is. See, I'll give you a for instance. We have people, where is your office located, Marie? Is it on a main road somewhere?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. So we have very visible yard signage, and because we're in the town, we're in the same market as your house is. We have people driving by all the time, right? So we're attracting. So there are buyers that are going to be coming into our office that will never get to see your house. Why? Because the other agent is out of the area. That's number one.
Right.
Number two is there's a lot of other things that I don't even know if it would take time. It would be worth our time to explain that why it would be a disadvantage. But let me just share one analogy that will help illustrate all potential problems in listing outside of your area. Let's say you want to order takeout, but it's not takeout. It's going to be delivered to the house. It could be Italian. It could be Chinese. It could be a pizza. Are you going to look for a pizzeria that's in your town or several miles away? Of course you're going to order somebody from in town, because if you ordered from miles away, by the time that meal gets to you, it's going to be cold. Just the distance alone creates a tremendous amount of headaches in getting your property serviced and sold the correct way. So that's just something I came – what's that?
That's great. I love that. That's a great analogy.
All right, good. Now, Marie, once again, I know you know this, and the rest of the people on the call, you know I am a big, 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 big pr- promoter of using metaphors and analogies whenever you want to explain something, because it's hard to argue with common sense. And people can see the common sense of things when you take it out of the scenario and look outside of that using another scenario and analogy or metaphor. So, Marie, what you may want to do in preparing for tonight is you also want to look at what are the other challenges that exist with this that other office, where they're located, that situation, maybe the size of the office, the number of agents. I would also look at your stats. Now, I'm going to say one last thing on this, Marie. this is real important here as far as communicating the whole concept with this homeowner. Gang, whenever you have somebody who is going to make the decision to list, and they're right on the edge of making that decision, and you want to undo that and have them list with you, whatever you're saying to them, I want you to think, what do you need to say to them as a good justification for them to say it to the other agent? I didn't say that so well. I'm going to say it again. So, Marie, everything that you say tonight, you've got to you're actually giving the homeowner the words on how to unhire the other agent.
Right.
Do you follow me? So keep that in mind, because that might influence how you present or what you present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you give something to the homeowner tonight that they're really, oh, that's good, I can say that to the other agent, that will get you the listing. Does that make sense? Yeah.
That's really good.
So we're not just convincing her why you're better. We have to give her the script on what to say to unhire the other agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that might influence how you say it and what analogies you use, okay?
Right.
All right, great. Did that help you, Marie?
Yeah, that was perfect. Wow. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, so that was the main thing. Now, you know, maybe on the next call I'm going to get into more on the listing appointment, because it's now 12 o'clock. And so, gang, here to finish up our call. Number one is, you know, if you would have liked me to cover something else that you needed personally, please, 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 as you can see, when you email me ahead of time, you're guaranteed to get covered. Like, I will guarantee that if you email me a question, I will get it covered. If you're not on the call, every call is recorded and it's posted on the website, so you can listen to my answer later, like Candace will be able to listen to it later. The last thing I'm going to say to everybody is this. Keep in mind, listen, the challenge that we have right now is the weather's getting better. It's that time of year where more and more buyers are going to come out into the market. And the reason why that's a challenge is because we're going to want to have the tendency to want to show property, because that kind of feels good. It keeps us busy. We're in the car. We're hustling. We're previewing. So when we're feeling busy, we think that we're being productive. Busy does not equal productive. The most productive thing you can do is make sure that you increase, at minimum, maintain, if you've got a good number of listings in your inventory, because the fact that there are going to be more buyers coming out, the more listings you have, the more sales you're going to make. So increase your sales by increasing your listings, because that's what's happening in the months to come. Okay, I hope this helped. And don't forget, by the way, there's other calls that we recorded in previous months. So if you listen to some of those calls, we go through the FSBO dialogue. The FSBO dialogue and expired dialogue is on the website under the word classroom. Poke around that classroom. There's a lot of good stuff for you. Don't get overwhelmed. Just implement one thing. All right, gang. Listen, God bless you. By the way, listen, any of you let me give you a gift. I'm going to give you a website. Jeez, I almost forgot about this. A life worth smiling about .com. A life worth smiling about.com. Now, the website is not officially launched, so don't click anything. Like, go look at it, but don't order anything. I'm giving away bonuses for my third book, and we're only making that available to our special group of people on Facebook, and now you, okay? So that website should be up and running by the middle of the week, like totally completed. So just jot it down. Go check it out by next Friday. Everything should be finished by then, okay? All right. God bless you guys. Love you. Go make a difference. And don't forget, oh, and happy Mother's Day to all the single dads who have to be mothers, and all the mothers and all the stepmothers. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy that. And I'm going to unmute everybody so I can hear everybody say, can I do that? No, I can't do that. Oh, there we go. All right,
thank
there's
you.
Everybody. So
thank
happy
you.
Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, go make
thank
a difference.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.